Simon & Schuster Audio presents Practical Magic by Alice Hoffman, read by Christina Moore.
Superstition. For more than 200 years, the Owens women have been blamed for everything that has gone wrong in town. If a damp spring arrived, if cows in the pasture gave milk that was runny with blood, if a colt died of colic, or a baby was born with a red birthmark stamped onto his cheek. Everyone believed that fate must have been twisted, at least a little, by those women over on Magnolia Street. It didn't matter what the problem was, lightning or locusts or a death by drowning. It didn't matter if the situation could be explained by logic or science or plain bad luck. As soon as there was a hint of trouble or the slightest misfortune, people began pointing their fingers and placing blame. Before long, they'd convinced themselves that it wasn't safe to walk past the Owens house after dark, and only the most foolish neighbors would dare to peer over the black, wrought-iron fence that circled the yard like a snake. Inside the house, there were no clocks and no mirrors and three locks on each and every door. Mice lived under the floorboards and in the walls, and often could be found in the dresser drawers, where they ate the embroidered tablecloths, as well as the lacy edges of the linen placemats. 15 different sorts of wood had been used for the window seats and the mantels, including golden oak, silver ash, and a peculiarly fragrant cherry wood that gave off the scent of ripe fruit even in the dead of winter, when every tree outside was nothing more than a leafless black stick. No matter how dusty the rest of the house might be, none of the woodwork ever needed polishing.